You're listening to RODI Radio, Rhode Island Library Radio, online. Hello, I'm your host, Lauren Walker, from the RODI Radio crew and Coventry Public Library. Welcome to RODI Recommends, where we bring you recommendations from the RODI Radio crew and our network of guests and fellow library staff. In RODI Recommends, we tell you what we can't stop thinking about, books or otherwise. Everything you hear about in this segment is available at your local library or freely available online, so get ready to add these titles to your to-be-read list and visit your local library to borrow a copy. In this episode, I'm recommending some celebrity memoirs I've read recently that I really enjoyed. My first recommendation is The Woman in Me by Britney Spears. After spending 13 years under her father's thumb in an unnecessary conservatorship, Britney Spears finally gained control over her life in 2021 and published this memoir, The Woman in Me, in 2023. In the book, she explains that ever since she found fame at a very young age, her family had sought to push down the woman in her, to keep her infantilized and more easily controlled, even before the conservatorship. She chronicles her early life and family, going as far back as the generational trauma experienced by her parents and grandparents. She talks about important moments in her life, like her first audition for the Mickey Mouse Club, her relationship with Justin Timberlake, their matching denim outfits, her marriage to Kevin Federline, and her custody battle over her two sons. The book is eye-opening, especially as someone who grew up amid the tabloid rumors around Britney Spears. Those rumors just became part of our collective story about Spears, without ever considering her side of things. After finishing the book, I could tell how good it must have felt for her to finally tell her side of the story. Even if you have no interest whatsoever in Britney Spears, this book serves as a reminder that celebrities are still human. They're people just like the rest of us, navigating complex issues in their personal and professional lives, and the stories we're told about them are mere gossip, to be taken with a grain of salt. And that's also a major theme in my next recommendation, Spare, by Prince Harry. This book got a lot of flack when it first came out, I think mostly due to one particular frostbitten anecdote, which was referenced more than once throughout the book. Admittedly, I don't think we needed this anecdote, but hey, I'm not Harry. He apparently thought it was important enough to include. But aside from that, this is another eye-opening memoir from a person whose story has been told for them, but not by them, for many years. He talks about what it was like growing up as the spare, the less important son, the one who wasn't going to be king. He of course talks about losing his mother at a young age, and heartbreakingly, how for many years he held out hope that she was still alive somewhere, hiding from the royal family and paparazzi, biding her time until she could come back to get her children. He talks about his time in the military, his complicated relationship with his family, and meeting Meghan Markle. In some ways, Spare and The Woman in Me parallel each other. They are both about a person who was under the unrelenting public eye from a very young age, dealing with an overbearing family with very little control over their own lives. Both books were published in 2023 after both authors distanced themselves from the families who had held so much control over them. Spare, like The Woman in Me, feels like we are finally seeing another side of the story. If you're interested in the royal family at all, whether you follow them closely in the press or simply watch the show The Crown, I recommend this book to get a different perspective on people and events who have otherwise only had their stories told through royal press releases and paparazzi. My final recommendation is a little more fun. Yours Cruelly, Elvira, by Cassandra Peterson. Peterson, who is known for her quippy, macabre character Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, published this memoir in 2021. I went into it expecting some interesting insights about her career and life, but I did not expect this memoir to be so funny, so wild, and so star-studded. Peterson has lived a crazy life, beginning when she left home as a teenager to become a Vegas showgirl. This time provided her, and us readers, with anecdotes about some Vegas regulars, including Frank Sinatra, Tom Jones, and even Elvis Presley. As a young woman, she also spent time in Italy, and actually had a background role in the 1972 Fellini film, Roma. The memoir, of course, also talks about the genesis of the character Elvira and her rise to fame, from a small-time horror hostess to a writer, producer, and star of two films, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and Elvira's Haunted Hills. Peterson has also experienced her fair share of heartbreak, but her optimism is unfailing, perhaps strangely considering her affinity for horror and the macabre. If you're a fan of Elvira, or just love a good rags-to-riches story with a playful undercurrent of Halloween spirit, I highly recommend this memoir, Yours Cruelly, Elvira. That concludes this episode of Roadie Recommends. You can hear more Roadie Recommends every other Friday here on our channel and in your podcatcher, so make sure you give us a follow so you don't miss out. If you try out anything from today's episode, we would love to hear your feedback. You can reach us at our contact page on roadieradio.org or on social media over on Facebook or Instagram. As always, thanks for listening.